You said you were heading
design.
So what did that entail?
Well, it entailed designing all the roadways, the culverts, the bridges. In those days, we had some facilities. We built maintenance facilities and those kinds of things. So it was kind of a jack of all trades. You did the highways, you did the bridges, you did the buildings, charge of design, and getting the bids out for construction.
When they had the split, you then went and did a pre-construction.
Pre-construction was a little bit bigger job. In pre-construction, I had not only design, which I had before, but I also had the right-of-way acquisition, the planning.
So it was more logistics.
Planning, long-range planning. I had the planning section, I had the design section, both bridge and road, and had right-of-way and had materials, which is the materials section, which specified the materials for various construction projects.
Did you ever have the construction background before becoming a designer? Did you ever work construction?
Oh, I never as an employee, but yes, I've been resident engineer on several construction projects, yes.
And then when you became an assistant commissioner, what are some of the duties that changed from your pre-construction phase to becoming?
Well, you ran the whole department. Then when you were assistant commissioner, you essentially ran, we had four divisions. We had the administrative division, which was all the payroll, supply, buying, those kinds of administrative functions. We had the pre-construction, which was all the activities prior to actually letting the construction contract. We had the construction division, which took care of the construction contracts. We had the maintenance division, which, of course, maintained. And as assistant commissioner, I was supervising all of those major operations.
And then what are the responsibilities in of an office?
Pardon?
What's the responsibility of a commissioner? Because from an assistant, then you became commissioner.
Commissioner is basically the same thing, only the commissioner's time is more is not as much hands-on, because he's spending more time going to Chamber of Commerce meetings, meeting with the governor, meeting with meeting with legislators, doing those kinds of things. But the commissioner is where the buck ends. I mean, he's the boss. There's no question about that. But he can't do it all. So the assistant commissioner does the hands-on thing, and the commissioner, to some degree, does do hands-on, but also does other functions as well.
To give people a little bit of understanding of the change, there was the Alaska Department of Highways,
that was originally Public Works.
Public Works, and then it went to Alaska
Department of Highways, which was by executive order, yes.
And then we have several oral histories where Woodrow Johansson gave a pretty good explanation of the responsibilities of the Alaska Highways Department. What's different now than what because you said you had a lot of tasks. So what has...
Well, of course, Woody Johansson and Fairbanks, who worked for me for several years, Woody would be more concerned about the district level. He was not concerned on the overall level. I was in the headquarters level, where I had the Nome District, Fairbanks District, Valdez District, Anchorage District, and Juneau District. So, and Woody was just head of the Fairbanks District. So his perspective is primarily towards that. He was not involved in the bigger scheme of things, just in the more direct scheme. But I would have to say that Woody was just involved in the day-to-day hands-on in the Fairbanks area. I didn't answer your question.
So what's the major difference in now?
When Governor Jay Hammond got elected by the environmental movement in 1976. 1975 he was elected. He took over in 76. Actually, took over in 75, because the inauguration is in December. But his main goal was to stop the construction of highways in Alaska, and he did a very good job of it. He essentially stopped all highway construction. In fact, there hasn't been a major highway built in Alaska since 1975, not a single one. And what he did was he created a Department of Transportation, where he threw all of the activities that were originally in the Department of Public Works and didn't work there, threw them all back together again and mixed them all up. So there was no highway division, no airport division, no building division. They were all mixed up in one big frou-frou-all, And, of course, that only causes confusion and low morale and you name it. And he accomplished his goal. He stopped highway construction in Alaska.
What was the drive that separated? I mean, what was the drive that made that change besides Hammond? You were saying the environmental concerns.
That was the main drive, was that everybody, that the environmentalists, and they're still that way, the people that are what I call the extreme environmentalists, they want to stop all transportation construction. They don't want new airports. They don't want new harbors. They don't want new roads. They don't want new anything. They want to keep everything just like it is. And they have a very effective lobby, and they're very well financed, and they're very effective at it. Mm-hmm. They get where they want to go.